wondrous city, Madrid, you wondrous city, Madrid, you wondrous city, mamita mia. They wanted to take you, they wanted to take you, but your courageous children, but your courageous children, but your courageous children, mamita mia, they did not disgrace you, they did not disgrace you.
Paraphrase Shakespeare's old line about it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved before. I seem to be singing a whole batch of songs of people that lost.
This is Alex Cohut, and you're listening to my favorite radio show. This is Barking Dog at Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM, with your host, Juliana Young.
It smells like the Bill of Rights is burning. Smoke alarms are going off in every town. Heed the call, you firemen and firewomen. America is burning to the ground. Don't it smell like the Bill of Rights is burning? A fire sale of constitutionality. The highest bidders are the major corporations, auctioneers, the Democrats, and GOP. For it's the voices from the boardroom that you're hearing when presidential politicians bend your ear. Spending $500 million to get selected for a job that clears $250,000 a year. While the Christian capitalists control the Congress, this is not the land of Adam Smith or Jesus Christ. I swear America belongs to all Americans, and by God, it's not for sale at any price. Which smells like the Bill of Rights is burning. Smoke alarms are going off in every town. Heed the call, you firemen and firewomen. America is burning to the ground. Don't it smell like the Bill of Rights is burning when you cannot wear your color on the street? Out of fear, you'll be profiled and disrespected by the very ones you pay to keep the peace. Had Amadou Diallo only known the local customs of his new democracy. It's the gun that calls the shots in New York City. It's the wallet in Washington, D.C. It smells like the Bill of Rights is burning. Smoke alarms are going off in every town. Heed the call, you firemen and firewomen. America is burning to the ground. Don't it smell like the Bill of Rights is burning when Supreme Court judges make the final move as to who will occupy the Oval Office? Blind justice has a hearing problem too. So let's speak up, take control of our culture. It's our country, our responsibility. to send a message to our servants in high places. There but for the grace of us go they. Yes, it smells like the Bill of Rights is burning. Smoke alarms are going off in every town. Heed the call, you firemen and firewomen. America is burning to the ground.
To having something to eat in Kentucky when the miners was all blacklisted and no work. So I said if I lost my life that I would do anything in this world that I could in order to keep the children from suffering. So there was a young family that had one child that lived just below me, and I heard that little child crying for 2 days. And I went down and I asked the mother, I said, Daisy, what is the matter with that baby? She said, Aunt Molly, she's crying for something to eat. I don't have a crust of bread for that child. So I said, is it possible that I will do more for your children, you people, than you will do yourselves? I said, in the name of common sense, have you got a 50-pound feed sack here, sugar sack or something to give me? Yes, she said. I took that sugar sack and I went back to the house. Me being a midwife, I had a permit to carry a gun. I had a good .38 special that I'd used for my protection through them hills for 15 years then. And I put it under my arm and put my coat on over it, and I started to the commissary. But when I got down to the foot of the hill, there was another family of children of seven crying, all small children. And I said, well, what is the matter with your children, Anne? It was Bob Stringer's wife. A good, hard-working man, and kept his family plenty when he was allowed to work. So she says, they're hungry and I don't have a thing. And she was a-crying. I said, come on, Henry, to my little son, Henry Jackson, I said, come on and go with me. I went into the commissary, and I went in laughing. And I said to the commissary clerk, I said, well, it don't make any difference how hard times gets, Mr. Martin. I said, I can always have a little money or a little scrip or something to get by on. Give me a 24-pound sack of flour. He handed me over the 24-pound sack of flour, and I whispered to my little son, I said, Henry, take this 24-pound sack of flour and walk out and wait for me at the tipple. That is where they weighed the coal and dumped it in the cars. The boy took that sack of flour and he walked out. And then I began to call for the things that was needed the worst for them little starving children. And I filled my sugar sack full And I said, now, Martin, I said, if you, I'll see you in 90 days as quick as I can get around and collect enough money to pay you. But I says, how much is this? $5.90. Well, I said, I'll see you in 90 days. I said, I have to feed some children. They'll starve, and they can't wait for me to go around and try to collect by nickels and dimes enough to get them something to eat. They have to eat now. And I'll pay you, don't worry. He says, Aunt Molly Jackson, don't you offer to walk out without them groceries. I reached under my arm and I pulled my pistol and I walked out backwards. And I said, Martin, if you try to take this grub away from me, I said, God knows if they electrocute me for it tomorrow, I says, I'll shoot you 6 times in a minute. I walked out. I got home, and these 7 little children were so hungry that they, when the mother was making up the dough to cook the bread, they was grabbing the raw dough off of their mother's hands and cramming it into their mouth and swallowing it. And I left part of that, part of the food with that big family of children. I went on up to Bill Allen's house and gave Daisy Allen, his wife, the rest for her little child. And by the time my house was the next house, and by the time I got into the door, their deputy sheriff was there to arrest me. And he said to me, he says, well, Aunt Molly, what in the world, he says, did you, he says, have you turned out, says, to be a robber? I said, oh, no, Frank. I said, I'm no robber. But I said, it was the last chance. I have heard these little hungry children cry for something to eat till I'm desperate. I'm almost out of my mind. And I said, I will get out, as I said, and collect that money just as quick as I can and pay it. I said, you know, I'm as honest as the days is long. And the tears come in his eyes. And he said, well, Aunt Molly, he says, they sent me up here, he says, to arrest you. The coal operator, well, Gooden sent me here to arrest you. He was the coal operator for that. But he says, if you've got the heart to do that much, he says, for other people's children, that's not one, got one drop of your blood in their bodies, he says, I will pay that bill myself, he says. And he says, if they fire me for not arresting you, he said, I will be damn glad of it. It's just the way he said. And he walked out and he didn't arrest me.
We just heard Aunt Molly Jackson with Hunger. She was a folk singer and union activist from Kentucky who was first arrested at the age of 10 due to her family's involvement in union organization. Her first husband was killed in a mine accident in 1917, and her brother and father were blinded in another mining accident later on. After these events, she became a member of the United Mine Workers and began writing protest songs. Jackson became known as a singer through her performances at protests and began recording in 1931. She traveled to New York and got involved in the Greenwich Village folk scene during the 1930s and spent the rest of her life in New York City, dying in 1960. That account is from the 1961 album, The Songs and Stories of Aunt Molly Jackson. Before that, we heard Jim Hind with Smells Like the Bill of Rights is Burning. He was an American musician originally from Ohio who became homeless and rode the rails after returning home as a veteran of the Vietnam War in the 1970s. He later settled in Seattle and began his career as a musician, where he regularly busked at the Pike Place Market and was frequently seen at anti-war rallies. That comes from his 2001 album, Hindsight. Before that, we heard Pete Seeger with The Four Generals. Here's one now from Malvina Reynolds. She was a folk singer from California, known particularly for writing the song Little Boxes, though she wrote and recorded a large catalog of music during her career. This one, Bitter Rain, is from the 1967 album Malvina Reynolds Sings the Truth.
The world's too much for me. It's getting so. Too much needs doing here that I can't do. For me, it's not too bad. I can't complain. But somewhere, a kid without a coat stands in the bitter rain. The world's too much for me. It's like the end. Too many helpless ones I can't defend. I can protect myself from cold and pain, but somewhere a hungry kid walks in the bitter rain. The world's too much for me. Although I've tried, too much goes on, too much I can't abide. The old give orders and the young slain, and somewhere a bleeding kid dies in the bitter rain.
Policeman needs a riot like a general needs a war. A policeman needs a riot, that's what police are for. A policeman goes in training to shoot mace in people's faces. If he hasn't got a riot, he's completely out of place. A policeman needs a riot like a general needs a battle. Like a newsboy needs a paper, like a baby needs a rattle. If a thousand people gather in a peaceful sort of way, then a copper simply cannot earn his pay. A policeman needs a riot like a general needs a foe. A policeman needs a riot 'cause he needs some place to go. If it's just a demonstration with a little piece of skill, he can change it to a Holocaust at will. A policeman needs a riot like a general needs a cause. And he hasn't got a riot if we stay within the laws. But a word of righteous anger is excuse enough, you'll find, for an officer of the law to blow his mind. A policeman needs a riot like a player needs a game. If the situation's quiet, why, he'll get there just the same. There's his lineup and formation and the truncheon filled with lead. It's the nature of the beast. bust your head.
If I had to nominate my favorite songwriter, I would probably opt for Melvina Reynolds. You're familiar with some of her compositions, if not necessarily her name, because she's the lady who wrote Little Boxes and Morning Town Ride and What Have They Done to the Rain and Little Red Hen and Turn Around and many, many more songs. And a lot of her songs are deceptively simple.
Ooh, if you love me, if you love, love, love me, plant a rose for me. Oh, but if you think you love me for a long, long time, then plant an apple tree. The sun will shine, the wind will blow, that rain will fall, and the tree will grow. And then whether you comes or whether you goes, I'll have an apple and I'll have a rose. Lovely to bite, nice to my nose, and every juicy nibble will be, Lord, ooh, a sweet reminder of the time you loved me and planted a rose for me and an apple tree.
Now, Melvina is a great inspiration to me in many ways, not least of which being the fact that she didn't start writing songs till she was in her late 40s, and I find that very encouraging because I haven't started yet either, so who knows. And maybe to make up for lost time, Pete Seeger used to tell a story that Melvina used to write at least one song a day, and not only that, it had to be written before breakfast. Now, this would explain the brevity of some of her songs, I guess. Like that last one, It's Over. Okay, no. But because we've had this little chat in the middle, we can go back and sing it again and maybe you'll join in and pick up on the odd phrase if you don't know the song.
If you love me, if you love, love, love me, plant a rose for me, but if you think you love me, oh, but if you think you love me for a long, long time, plant an apple tree. The sun will shine, the sun will shine, the wind will blow, the rain will fall, and the tree will grow. Then whether you comes or whether you goes, I'll have an apple and I'll have a rose. Lovely to bite and nice to my nose, and every juicy nibble will be a sweet reminder, ooh, a sweet reminder of the time you loved me and planted a rose for me and an apple tree.
Thank you.
That was Margaret Roadknight with If You Love Me. She's an Australian musician who's been performing for over 50 years in a variety of genres. That's from her 1988 album, An Audience with Margaret Roadknight. As she states, the song is by Melvina Reynolds, who included it on her 1975 album, Held Over. Before that, we heard Jan Hammerlund with A Policeman Needs a Riot. He's a Swedish musician who began his career in the early 1970s. That's off his 2014 album, Uncovered, Melvina Reynolds, sung by Jan Hammerlund, a collection of previously unreleased songs by Reynolds. And before that, we heard Reynolds herself with Bitter Rain. We'll hear one now off the 1958 album, Folk Songs of Ontario. This one, The Murder of F.C. Benwell, is sung by Lamont Tilden, a radio announcer from Toronto. It's a ballad about a famous Ontario murder case that happened in 1890. The tune comes from the American ballad Charles Guiteau, which is about President Garfield's assassin.
My name is J.R. Birchall, that name I'll never deny. I leave my aged parents in sorrow for to die. For little did they think that in my youth and bloom I'd be taken to the scaffold to meet my fatal doom. Come all ye tender Christians, wherever you may be, and kindly pay attention to these few lines from me. On the 14th of November I am condemned to die for the murder of F.C. Benwell upon the scaffold high. Now Benwell was an Englishman and had not yet a wife. He came into this country to seek an honest life. They said that I betrayed him unto a certain spot, and there with my revolver poor Benwell he was shot. I tried to play off innocent, but found it would not do. The evidence being against me, it proved I had no show. They took me to the prison, all in my youth and bloom, and there upon the scaffold I must meet my fatal doom. My wife, she came to see me to bid her last farewell. She said it was heartrending to leave me in the cell. She said, my dearest husband, you know that you must die for the murder of F.C. Benwell upon the scaffold high. 'Twas 9 o'clock in the morning, and I knew my doom was near. I gathered up my courage to prove I had no fear. The last few words were spoken, the words, thy will be done. The trapdoor, it flew open, and Birchall, he was hung.
Peeps through the curtain of night, and the voice of the nightingale singing its tune, as his heart seems to smile with delight. Oh, nature now lingers in silent repose, sweet breath of summer has come. I sit and I wonder if Seamus he knows how sad and unhappy I am. Oh, Seamus O'Brien, why don't you come home? For you don't know how happy I'll be. I have but one wish, and it is that you'll come and forever be happy with me. I'll smile when you smile, and I'll weep when you weep. I'll give you a kiss for a kiss. And all the fond vows that I made you I'll keep. What more can I promise than this? Does the sea have such bright and beautiful charms that your heart would not leave it for me? Oh, why did I let you go out of my arms like a bird that was caged and now free? Oh, Seamus O'Brien, why don't you come home? For you don't know how happy I'll be. I have but one wish, and it is that you'll come and forever be happy with me. Oh, Seamus O'Brien, I am loving you yet. My heart is still trusting and kind. It was you that first took it, but now you forget, and the heart of another you'll find. And if you should break it, would so in vain, I'll have a duty to do. Just lend it to me and I'll mend it again, and trust it, dear Seamus, to you. Oh, Seamus O'Brien, why don't you come home? For you don't know how happy I'll be. I have but one wish, and it is that you'll come and forever be happy with me.
Hi, this is Jesse. No. You're listening to Barking Dog. This is Jesse Lawrence. I am Jesse Lawrence. Thank you for tuning your dials to 95.9 FM CKUW in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
From Winnipeg with Portland Town. That's a song by Daryl Adams, a folk musician from Portland, Oregon. Luft originally recorded the song for her 2012 album Darlingford, though that version came out in November as part of the celebration of Adams' 100th birthday. Before that, we heard C.A. and Sunny with Seamus O'Brien. They're an Ottawa-based duo, and that's from their 2023 album, The C.A. and Sunny Show, Volume 2. The song's by 19th century Kentucky-born songwriter William Shakespeare Hayes, who published it in 1867. The tune became popular as an instrumental piece in the Midwest and on the northeast coast of North America. Before that, we heard Lamont Tilden with The Murder of F.C. Benwell. We'll hear one now from Jack Owens, a blues musician from Mississippi. He never aimed to become a professional recording artist, and instead farmed and ran a juke joint for much of his life before being recorded during the folk and blues revival of the 1960s, when the musicologist David Evans learned about him from other blues musicians from his region. He toured throughout the United States and Europe during the last decades of his life, often with his harmonica-playing friend Bud Spires, who we hear on this recording of Hard Times, their version of Skip James' Hard Time Killing Floor Blues. This recording was made by Hans and Andrea Folterbauer in Bentonia, Mississippi, in September of 1991.
Lordy, Papa, Lordy, Papa, Lordy, Mama. upon the lordy mama, sure and sure, hard time everywhere, hard time everywhere I go.
Put your hand in your pocket and you ain't got the price. You heard about a job, now you is on your way. You heard about a job, now you is on your way. 20 minutes after the same job, all in the same old day. Hard time, hard time. We got hard time now. Hard time, hard time. We sure got hard time now. Just think and think about it. We got hard time now. You started in moochin', but your moochin' been vain. You started in the moochin', but your moochin' been vain. Be careful with yourself, you'll get a ball and chain. Light and bacon, gunter a dollar a pound. That lot in bacon gone to a dollar a pound. Cotton have started to selling, but it keeps going down and down. Just before election, you was talking how you was going to vote. Just before election, you was talking how you was going to vote. And after the election was over, your head down like a billy goat. Hot time, hot time, sure got hot time now. Hot time, heart, my love. I just think and think about it. We sure got hard time now.
On your knees and pray for me. Boy, yeah. Oh, please. Please bow on your knees and pray for me. I'm a son out in Belize and the Lord above. I'm a like animal. I thought you live on your own.
Look out there.
I got sick in my bed.
Sure enough.
They got the doctor, please come and see about me. Oh, I got sick in my bed.
Sure enough.
The man I was serving didn't come and see about me.
Yeah.
I said, when I get old enough to understand, I believe the devil shaking my hand to let me land.
Oh, look
out,
Papa. Look out.
Whoa, yeah.
Oh,
whoa, yeah, little girl.
Oh,
yeah.
Take your time. Take your time.
I said, when I get old enough to walk the street, I'm going to tell my enemy all of what it's all about. Me carry me down to the bowling ground.
Look out, son. Look out, son.
Give me a shot. I'm wicked.
Look out, son.
Oh, if you don't want me, will you please, ma'am, take me down to the bowling ground?
Look out, Papa. Look out, Dad. I ain't gonna have too many of them
now. Doctor say he can't stand down to the bowling ground. But he can stand someone to change his mind.
Well.
I'm just a little country boy. I'm just running around from time to time. Oh, I'm just a little country boy.
Wait.
I ain't done nothing but whole boy from town to town. I was looking for no girls and women. I was just looking for the sound, how the music go round and round. Boy, y'all be shame yourself. Play that, ain't I?
Look out there, look out there, look out there.
Southern of mine. Sometime I be thousand, thousand miles away from my home.
Look, I ain't gonna be playing with you.
I be thinking about my wife.
Play it,
my little grandchildren hugging me round my way.
Wait on, son.
I said, Lord, please throw that muzzle on my wicked soul.
It
ain't why you're the bread and bone. It just why you mean right from wrong.
Yeah.
Book it out, look.
Take your time.
Yes. Hit it while you're bread and bone.
Look out, son.
Hit this why you mean right from wrong.
Yeah.
Old lady, she came out the recording room one day. She said, Booker, you're the only man that ever spoke right.
Booker White with Booker T's Dr. Blues. He was a Delta blues musician originally from Mississippi, who began his career playing fiddle at local dances as a teenager and later moved to Memphis, Tennessee in the early 1940s, where he worked a factory job while performing music part-time before returning to a full-time music career in the 1960s. That recording was made by Gianni Marcucci at White's home in Memphis in December of 1972. Before that, we heard Barbecue Bob with We Sure Got Hard Times. He was a Piedmont blues musician from Georgia who got his name from the job he worked as a cook at a barbecue restaurant. He made that recording in April of 1930. And before that, we heard Jack Owens and Bud Spiers with Hard Times. We'll hear one now from Randy Burns. He's a folk musician from Connecticut who moved to New York City in the 1960s and began playing at coffee houses in Greenwich Village. This one, Any Tuesday in the Rain, is from a collection of recordings made in the late 60s and released in 2010.
Wednesday morning in the rain, she called to say it ain't the same. Oh, we just ain't making it. Oh, 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 we just ain't making it. Sun I've seen in years, babe. Oh, is the one I thought was there. It's clear now, we just ain't making it. Oh, 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 we just ain't making it. No. Thursday morning, leave me lonely. But it ain't bad, you know. I felt like this before. Hell, we just ain't making it. Oh, 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 we just ain't making it.
Sunshine on me every day. Wind blow on me every day. Rain fall on us every day. Seeds grow on us every way. Spanish moss, stay away from me. are you always here in Georgia? Love everyone if you can. Trust everyone if you can. Love life itself if you can. Love yourself if you can. Spanish moss, stay away from me. Are you always here in Georgia? Laugh every day if you can. Cry every day if you can. Live every way if you can. Die every way if you can. Spanish moss, stay away from me. Are you always here in Georgia? Sunshine on me every day. Wind blow on me every day. Rain fall on us every day. Seeds grow on us every way.
That was Penny Lang with Spanish Moss. She was a folk musician from Montreal who was part of the folk revival of the 1960s. She first began playing professionally in 1963 and later began touring North America, playing festivals and coffee houses throughout Canada and the United States. That's from her 1993 album, Ain't Life Sweet. Before that, we heard Randy Burns with Any Tuesday in the Rain. I've got another tune for you before I leave you for the week, but first I'd like to remind you that you can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckuw.ca/programs. I post a high-quality recording of the show to stream or download, and the notes I make about the music we play, over at my website, julianacyoung.com. You can also find a list of themed episodes we've done over the years. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or follow me on Blue Sky at barkingdogckuw. I'll leave you with one from Broom Besoms. They're a Germany-based British duo that formed in 2005 and recently released Rouse and Raise Your Voice, an album celebrating 20 years of the band. This song is called Crooked Jack, and it's the very first song that they sang together. The lyrics were written by Irish writer and singer Dominic Behan and put to the tune of the Star of the County Down. Take care.
So come all you men, both young and stand with adventure in your souls. There are better ways to spend your days than working down some hole. Hooray, we're still alive. My back, for the name that I know is not my own, and they call me the Jack. The game just blew, its sun was out.
I could do no wrong. And the reason simply was because I would work as hard as long. For I was tall, I was true, all of 6 feet and two, when they broke me across my back. For the name that I know is not my own, and they call me the Good Jack. Cause the day that I went away to work on your hydro dam, I hope Sophie's ass went and tears found up in the shattering dam. For I was tall, I was true, all of 6 feet and two, when they broke me across my back. For the name that I know is not my yard, and they call me the Good Jack. When they broke me across my back, for the name that I know is not my own, and they call me the Good Jack. Now they'll say that honest toil is good for your spirit and your soul. Believe me, boys, it's your sweat and blood. They'll want you down some more. For I was tall, I was true, all 16 and 2.
Support of CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit. Did you know we now offer season passes for our fall and spring seasons? It is a great deal. To reflect the city we're in, we program music from anywhere in the world and in any language because we want people to feel welcome at the West End Cultural Center and here in Winnipeg.
Shoot so clean, peeking up above the winter's casualties.
Hi, this is Nicole. Thanks to the generous support of our listeners, you can tune into The Electric Chair Saturdays from 11 to 1.
Hey, I'm Laura Western, host of The Reminder. Tune in every second Tuesday at noon, where I broadcast you live from the University of Winnipeg campus. Listen in for a variety of music ranging from alternative, indie, some folk, old country, classic rock, maybe some singer-songwriter, and everything in between. Hope you like good music.